This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hopefully, Polar Vortex is not messing with you too much. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, innovation lives there. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Whenever I go to one of these shows, my goal is to, if there's somebody I have collaborated with, had on the show, whatever, I want to meet them face to face because, you know, I try to build up a rapport with them, and so it's always sort of cool to meet them. And my only guest tonight is no exception to that. He is the attorney that rocks their world in so many different directions. Back again, although he does have the SHOT Show crud, which I'm sort of fighting off myself. Joining us again is Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you feeling?
Go to the doctor, get some shots, get some medicine. You'll be fine in a couple of days, or at least that's what they tell you.
That's right. Yeah. Now, Stephen moved so fast that when he called me and said, "Where you at, Bill? I'd love to meet you." And I said, "Sure, I'm at this booth." And he came to that booth, and I watched him walk right by. And I knew what he looked like because I have to use his picture to put up on the thumbnail for the podcast whenever he comes on the show. And you had no idea how strikingly bald and handsome he was.
No idea, but yes, you are a magnificent specimen.
Oh, thank you so much. The bad thing, I was running around doing media, and I mean, it was literally just absolutely just flat out going. And Stephen was going faster than I was because we only got time enough to shake hands, talk for 5 minutes, and he was gone.
Yeah, and that's how SHOT Show is, and a lot of people don't realize. It's just constant movement. You're not there to, you know, play with all the guns. Of course, that is a nice side benefit of getting to go there. But, you know, business takes place there. When I met you, I wanted to talk to you. And then my co-counsel, Alan Beck, called me. He's like, "Hey, you got to come over here." And so we had to sit down with another manufacturer. I mean, it's just nonstop. It's never ending.
And, of course, your business is taking it.
My business is nonstop.
Your business in this country today, there's enough states to keep you going. You seem like, how old are you? I've never asked you that. How old are you?
I turned 40 in November.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm 40.
Oh, my gosh. So you still got 30 good years left in you?
Yeah, maybe.
Can you imagine the havoc you're going to get to wreak?
The stuff that I've done and the stuff that I've pushed forward, you know, in the Knicks cases and the stuff I'm working with Alan Beck in Hawaii and even Alan Beck working with me in the bump stock cases. I mean, we're going to make them prove their case. We've done a pretty good thing so far, and there's still time left. You know, like you said, maybe I got 30 more years. Who knows? But we've got some more things planned, and that was part of the SHOT Show trip this year, was to do things that no other quote Second Amendment lawyers are doing right now. I caught some flack for my sun gun litigation it's like, well, no one cares about stun guns. And I'm like, well, let me just hold, you know, wait on that. Because right after we got the stun gun ban lifted in New Orleans, there was an article about a lady that avoided a assault on her person because she had a stun gun on her, which would have been illegal had the ban not been lifted. So, you know, people that don't want to pull a trigger or don't want to, you know, carry a knife and slice someone open are open to carrying stun guns and tasers, and they should have that option.
Right. Let me ask you a question concerning the bump stock ban, and I was thinking about this. One of my sponsors is Franklin Armory. Have you ever heard of them?
I have.
Have you ever heard of their binary trigger?
I have.
Okay, so with the binary trigger, and they also have something called the Reformation Line, which is basically SBRs that don't have to go through the NFA.
Yeah, I love it.
So
I love all of that that makes the NFA look like the joke that it is.
But with all of that, every time they make a move on something like the next, like their first evolution of the binary trigger, they never actually put out in market, right? Because the ATF didn't like it. Then their second one, which what they actually, they called it the second one, actually came to market because they got a blessing from the ATF.
Sure.
And every time they make a move on this, they get letters and reams of paperwork from the ATF saying, yes, this is good. Yes, you're perfectly legal. Now, didn't this happen with the bump stock?
Yeah, lots and lots of times. And that's the problem with these letter rulings from the ATF is that there's nothing to stop them from changing their mind. And even going after binary triggers, and I've never used a binary trigger and I've never used a bump stock, but I support everyone's right to own either of them or both of them or none of them, whatever you want.
Right.
My concern is that it's that bump stocks were, quote, legalized. I mean, they're not machine guns by the definition, but they were, quote, legalized by the ATF, you know, applying the statute and saying they're not machine guns because they're not. Well, what's to stop them from doing to the binary trigger what they've done with the ATF and say, well, now we're relying on better guidance about what a single pull of the trigger is? Because if you think about a binary trigger, it has two positions, right?
Right.
You pull it and it fires, and you release it and it fires.
Well, right.
The only thing you can do to a trigger once you pull it is to release it, right?
Right.
Okay. So the definition of a machine gun is you fire one shot by a single function of the trigger. And what the ATF has done is saying, well, that's not a single function, that's two functions. And I'm like, I get what you're saying, and, you know, I can agree with you, but there's nothing to stop President Trump from coming and saying binary triggers can fire just as fast as bump stocks, and I've seen people fire those things super duper fast, even though they're specifically exempted in the new rule, in the final rule that the ATF or DOJ or Trump put forward. Binary triggers are specifically exempted. Well, if this bump stock rule gets enforced, I have no doubt in my mind that binary triggers are next. So, I mean,
well, but here's my question. Here's my question with this. With everything they've ever done along these lines, they have never simply said, okay, you no longer can have these. They've said you can no longer get these new, and these are grandfathered in, and we want to know who has them. Or they've said you can't ever trade it or sell it, or if you do, you can't ever buy another one like it. They've never simply said they've got to all be turned in or destroyed.
So they did it with the Akins Accelerator, where they said you can keep the stock because it's not a machine gun until it has this spring in it, you know, the little internal spring.
Right.
And you have to send the spring to us or prove somehow that the spring was destroyed because the spring was the recoil harnessing device.
Right.
That, you know, quote, turned it into a machine gun. But that's not what they're doing with this. They're saying you can't keep the stock. I mean, it's possible you could drill some holes in the stock, put some bolts through it, and make it to where it's a fixed stock, right?
Right.
And that it won't bump it or cut the finger shelf off of it or something. They won't even let you do that. It's crush it, melt it, shred it, and then, you know, throw away the pieces. You don't even get to keep the pieces.
Right. You hang on right there for me. We're coming up on the first break. I want to expand upon this when we get back because, you know, every now and again the light comes on over my head, Stephen, and then I'm, you know, I'm just thinking, oh, wait a minute. So I got some stuff. Stephen, of course, is, there's some things we're not going to be able to talk about tonight that he is working on as we speak, but he is out there shaking the bushes and rattling the cages. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's where the innovation occurs. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to attorney Stephen Sabalia, we were just talking about the bump stock. Now, let me ask you a question. With these things where they get out there and they say, basically, doesn't a company go to them and say, we're going to build this, and we want to make sure that we are in compliance with the regs, whatever the regs may be? Is that the way that works? How does that work?
Yes, they send a prototype to ATF Tech Branch and ATF, or whatever they renamed them to now, because they have so many different names they can't figure out what they want to be called. But they send a sample, like a physical sample, and ATF does their little voodoo magic, and they said, yep, this is a machine gun, or nope, this is not a machine gun, and then they bless it with a letter saying, the sample that you provided us is or is not a machine gun. You know, give us your FedEx account number so we can send it back to you. Or if it is a machine gun, you must register on your Form 2 and blah, 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 you know, whatever. But, yeah, that's exactly what they do. And that's exactly what happened with all the bump stocks. And that's what happened with the binary trigger. And that's what happened with the SIG brace and the Mossberg shockwave. I think I'm saying that right.
So,
that's what happens.
But when they give the guidance like that, can that be, because these guys are going to set up all their businesses on this. They're going to go to all the trouble of building this and all the stuff that has to go along with building it, like assembly lines and all that other stuff. Once they've done this and they've gotten this guidance, is that considered binding in any way?
Let me put it this way.
Gray area?
It wasn't binding to Bill Akins when he, basically went out of business, by not being able to sell his Akins accelerator. And he sued him and he lost, and the court just basically rubber stamped ATF and said, ATF has the knowledge and the wherewithal to declare this a machine gun. And, you know, Bill couldn't sell his, all of his stock that he made. So, is it binding? I mean, it's as binding as you see what's happening now with the bump stocks. How about that? So no.
So, but in a court of law, will they look at that and say, you know, well, whoever bump stock, I mean, who's representing bump stocks on this? Who's taking this to court?
There's three groups that I know of. I shouldn't say groups. Alan Beck and I are taking one in D.C. Adam Kraut and Josh Prince are taking another one in D.C. And then Gun Owners of America filed one in Michigan. So there's three active federal bump stock bans that I know of. There could be more, but I just don't know about them. We already have a briefing schedule on our preliminary injunction. Our briefing schedule, I think, is February 1st for their response, the government's response, and February 8th for our reply. And then we'll have a hearing shortly thereafter. You know, initially what we want to do is stop the clock. You know, this rule goes into effect on March 26th. So if for some reason the judge doesn't stop the clock and say, yeah, we're going to put this on hold till we can get to the merits of whether the ATF has the authority to rewrite Congress's statutes, which it doesn't, then, you know, if the court doesn't do it and people start breaking their bump stocks or surrendering them, you're not going to be able to get them back. No one's making them anymore.
Right. So
there's one company that bought the stock, but they're not making any more of them.
Right. So, you've already given me strike one, which the ATF doesn't have the authority to rescind something Congress has done. Would I, you know, all of these other things where they've looked at this, how can something that was legal prior to a Las Vegas murder become illegal because it was used in a Las Vegas murder?
It would take an entire semester to teach APA, the Administrative Procedures Act. But it's, you know, Congress delegates a lot of authority to agencies. I can't stand agency law because, we have three branches of government. We have the executive, we have the legislative, and then we have judicial. Ooh, can't say it. The agency is basically all three of those in one. They get to make a rule, They get to enforce the rule. They get to interpret the rule. And I think that's wrong. So what the agency can do, if Congress allows them to do it, is interpret, let's say, the Gun Control Act. And the ATF has the authority to interpret the Gun Control Act, promulgate regulations to enforce that act, okay? What they've done is they've taken the definition of machine gun and said, well, Congress never defined what automatically meant. So, therefore, we're going to say it means this, it shoots automatically by harnessing the recoil of the rifle and allows the continuous fire from the shooter with no associated trigger input by the shooter. Some nonsense like that. I mean, seriously, I've read this thing, probably 10 times, and every time I read it, I come up with a different conclusion about what they're actually saying. But they're hedging all of their bets on that Congress didn't define the word automatically. But if you look at what a bump stock does, and are you familiar with what they are?
I mean, yes, sir, I am.
How they work? Okay, you push forward on the front end, you hold back on the back, and then the bump stock assists you in allowing you to fire more rapidly. Right? It's like a rate of fire thing. What if you don't hold your front hand on the foregrip, or
it doesn't work?
Diane Feinstein said the barrel shroud.
Right.
Then it won't work. If I took an M4, like a legit M4, and I, held it up against my shoulder just with one hand and pull the trigger, that thing's going to fire, assuming it's a select fired M4, until it's out of ammunition, right?
Or
until
it would be select fire if it's an M4.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying
I understand. But I think if you were to actually pull on the front of it, that might mess things up a little bit. But the thing about the M4 is that I never liked firing that thing fully automatic because you don't do that when you want to hit something.
That's why the Marines went to the 3-round burst.
Yeah, well, the 3-round burst, I can tell you my opinion of that really quick. That was an answer to a question that could have been answered by simply doing a little more training. The problem with the training modules in the military at the time that they implemented the 3-round burst in the 80s was that it was taken down to a 6th grade level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there when they fielded the A2. Mm-hmm. We thought it was the stupidest thing we'd ever seen. I still do today. You don't increase capability by reducing capacity. So, in combat, I want all the capacity I can possibly have. I want more than I carry. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And we're coming up on the break.
More than you carry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Coming up on the break. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Stephen is, he is the one that, he rattles them badly, and he's doing it now. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting ready to deliver his State of the Union address this after meeting with reporters for an off-the-record luncheon that traditionally does take place on the day of the State of the Union. Also going on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says we need to reach an agreement on border security so we can fund the remaining parts of the government.
It's been long since forgotten, but 75% of it was done before the end of the fiscal year, and we were on the way to getting all 12 bills until we ended up in the wall debate. So I'd love to see us finish the work.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. Talking to Stephen Stambalia about this one thing, and I wanted to get this out of the way and then move on to some of the other stuff that you can talk about. Is it not a smoking, would this be considered ex post facto law for them to get out there and make this declaration that not only are they, you can't get them anymore, but you got to turn them in and all this other stuff. Is that, am I just naive to think, well, you can't be doing that kind of stuff?
Well, it sounds like ex post facto, but ex post facto means like something you did yesterday, they're going to charge you for today because they passed the law. So they get around it by saying, yeah, you got until March 26th to turn it in. Of course, it's on March 27th, we find you with it. It's a machine gun, it's contraband, and you're going to go to jail.
Right.
So that's how they get around it. So it's not really an ex post facto law. I didn't claim it was in my complaint. The biggest thing to me, and I don't like going down to conspiracy theory stories. You know, the FBI released their report today, and it's basically a bunch of we don't know why he did it. There's still nothing that it would be funny if well, it's not funny at all. It just really bothers me. We've got this reaction to something that's been legalized for 10 years, at least 10 years. Well, you know, since Aikens came up with the idea and probably right. before that too. And then one person could have committed a crime with it and now we're illegalizing.
Well, I mean,
we don't have any, I saw a CNN story yesterday that said that the FBI still has possession of the rifles. And I'm like, wow, that's such a strange thing, because I was told in April that ATF had possession of the rifles. Well, one of them would know who has possession of the rifles. So if ATF never got the rifles, then they'd never done a report of technical examination. And, you know, I sued the ATF like a week ago for them to fulfill my FOIA, which they just quit responding to me. At first, they gave me things really quickly, and then they just went cold on me. So I'm like, I'm done playing nice. You know, we'll just sue you. So I sued them. I think it was like a week ago, maybe the Monday before I went to trial. I don't even remember when I sued them, but it was recently. And, you know, if they don't have reports of technical examination that you would expect the ATF to have on the rifles that they examined, I mean, something doesn't smell right. And now the FBI is done with their investigation. No one's being prosecuted. So I've got a joint status report due in my FBI FOIA on February the 4th because the case got saved because the government shut down. But now that the government has been refunded up until February 25th, I think.
Right.
You know, I'm going to get some FBI documents. They told me that they couldn't give them to me because there was an ongoing investigation. Well, you just issued your final report. Nothing's happening. You obviously don't know what's going on. So, you know, give me your documents. I'm going to publish every one of them.
See, I just don't. When these guys bump up against you, they understand that they're dealing with a guy like Spock who played three-dimensional chess.
Well, I just do what I'm going to say I'm going to do. So, like,
right.
In my first FOIA to the FBI, it was, you know, right when this rule came out, it was give me the stuff or deny it. Deny it immediately so I can sue you. And that's how kind of, I mean, I don't phrase it like that, but it's basically like that. And then, you know, they denied it, the law enforcement exemption. So I appealed it because that's what you have to do to exhaust your administrative remedies before you just jump straight into court.
Right.
And now that there's no active investigation, or if there was, they wouldn't have released their final report saying they don't know why he did what he did. You know, because that sounds like a conclusion to me. We don't know why he did it. So our report's final. There's other agencies that I'm going to sue. I actually was contacted yesterday about a really interesting one that I didn't even think of. And that's the nice thing about what I do is random people contact me because they see, you know, that I just want to get to the facts of what happened in Mandalay Bay. I'm not disputing that the guy used a bump stock. He may well have used one, but I think we're entitled to know that he in fact used a bump stock and didn't illegally modify his machine gun. A report of technical examination from the ATF or the FBI. If the FBI is listening, I assume they listen to your show too, would show us, you know, the public that he in fact used them. And I don't think that's too much to ask for. You're banning 520,000 of these is what the ATF estimated have been sold.
Right.
Let's assume that, you know, it's just half, like one person has two. Let's just assume that.
Sure.
You're going to create over 250,000 felons because one person used them in one crime.
Well, I mean, the thing about this, though, is if they are so dangerous and everything, they're not going to go door to door looking for these things, are they? They're just going to, it's going to be a happenstance if somebody gets caught with one of these things. It's going to be an accident.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, for the people that, you know, are that want to remain law abiding, they bought it because the ATF said they're not machine guns.
Right.
And now they're saying they're machine guns. So the law abiding people are going to, you know, turn them in because that's what they do. And that's why it's so important to stop the clock, and not let the rule go into effect until we get the court and the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court if necessary, however far we have to take it. Because you can think what you want about bump stocks. I don't really care what people's opinions of them are.
Right.
You can't have an agency rewriting statutory law. It's wrong. It's wrong when our guy does it. It's wrong when their guy does it. It doesn't matter who the president is.
Right.
It's wrong for them to do this. And that's what our side needs to understand. You know, we have a lot of people that are like, oh, as long as they don't take my double barrel shotgun. It's like, well, hey, you know, if you have an Ithaca Model 37.
Not today. Not today. They haven't got to that.
But here's the deal. If you have an Ithaca Model 37 pump shotgun and you hold down the trigger and you pump it, it's going to fire, which would, in essence, make it a machine gun, right? Because it's one function of the trigger, and all you're doing is you're pumping the forearm back and forth.
So is that the pump that has the hammer on it?
I honestly don't know. That's what my expert tells me. I've never shot an Ithaca Model 37, so I'm not really big into shotguns and things like that. I like things that shoot fast and quietly.
Yes.
So, but you know, this rule is the slippery slope that's more slippery than we realize now. Because what they're going to do with this eventually is they're going to have to do a rate of fire limitation. They're going to have to do it.
Right. But, I mean, there's no way. I mean, if it's a semi-automatic one, they're going to have they'll have to cripple the gun.
They're going to have, well, there you go. They're going to have to cripple the gun. But, my Smith & Wesson, whatever I've got in my, say, Franken AR,
right,
can shoot as fast as a fully automatic M4 if it had the right parts in it.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, what are they going to do about Jerry Michalik? They're going to ban his hand?
I actually used him in my latest filing. He posted a video about him using a bump stock. And it's a really funny video because, first off, I just love Jerry Michalik, and I love his laugh at the end of when he does something. He is like, but he was shown using a bump stock, and he's like, I'm going to put two rounds here, two rounds here, two rounds here. Man, he couldn't get that thing to work.
No.
And he's like, well, let's try it without that. And he puts the shot clock on. He's like, bang, 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 bang. Sounds like a machine gun, man. I mean, that guy is literally a human machine gun.
Well, that's Jerry Michalik for you. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. We'll finish up our chat with Stephen. And it's fascinating times we live in. I'm just glad he's out there beating on him with a blunt object. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. .com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Stephen Stambolea. We haven't talked about the Young case. What's the latest thing with the Young case? And where's Stephen? Did we lose Stephen? Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're waiting for the Ninth Circuit to decide if they're going to rehear it in bonk or not. I mean, since the last time, nothing's happened. We're waiting. So, patiently.
So, now, how long do they get to pass that out before they make that call?
The Ninth Circuit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. As long as they want.
Really? Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know of any rule that says they can, you know, it has to be done in a certain time frame. I know the Fifth Circuit is super fast when it comes to calling for votes and doing that. But the Ninth Circuit, you know, I want to say Peruta was really fast. And they did it sua sponte. So I don't think that's a good one. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. Alan would be able to tell you, Alan Beck. But I just don't know. But there's not a set time frame that I'm aware of. So, yeah, just whatever, man.
I think they did Peruta as fast as they did because they thought they were going to wake up in 2017 and say President Hillary Clinton. Do you think that's a possibility?
anything's possible. I mean, I've never clerked for one of the judges. I've never clerked for a district judge. I've never clerked for an appellate judge. So I don't know the inner workings of the court and the different machinations of what they go through. We put up a fantastic response to their petition for en banc rehearing, and they filed a reply because they knew that we did a good job. And then we said, well, if they get a reply, then we get a surreply. I mean, we've had four filings, and I've never seen a case on a petition for en banc rehearing where they've given a reply and then given the other side another chance to reply. I've never seen one case like that. I'm sure there is one, but I've just never seen one like that.
Now, in the Young case where they decided at first, the three-member panel decided at first, and they found in the favor of Mr. Young, has he been able to get a permit?
No.
Is he able to carry a gun? So how is it? So did they enjoin that from going forward until the en banc hearing, or how did that work out?
No, I mean it's still basically status quo. I mean, the panel decision is either, you know, the Ninth Circuit's either going to rehear it, which case, you know, might vacate the panel decision, or it may decline to rehear, and then the mandate will issue, you know, and oh God, I can't remember the amount of days, but not until the Ninth Circuit decides what to do next, are we going to have any relief from Mr. Young, and then Mr. Young still has to go back to court, you know, to fight for his permit at the trial court level, because they have a different, you know, they have additional requirements in Hawaii. The lower court just said you don't have a constitutional right to carry outside your home. Then Peruta said you don't have a constitutional right to carry concealed, but we're not going to touch open carry. Well, Mr. Young, when he filed his complaint pro se, he asked for both or either open or concealed, whichever one it was. We don't care. He just wants to be able to carry.
Right.
So now, you know, they're kind of boxed in, because in order for them to rule against Mr. Young, they're going to have to say you have no right to carry outside your home. Period. Well, how do you square that with, you know, the other circuits that say, you know, substantial need or a justifiable need is fine, but, you know, you got to issue something. Like, I mean, even New Jersey and New York issue permits. Hawaii issues zero permits. None. I mean, the county council admitted that. They issue none. I mean, how bad do you have to be worse than New Jersey?
That's, I mean, I guess if you're a gun grabber, that would be, even California issues permits, right? I mean,
even California issues permits. California is very strange. A lot of California, even though it may issue, it's pretty much shall issue if you get to the more rural parts and the northern parts. It's, you know, the liberal bastions like San Francisco and Los Angeles, you know, where they have their tent cities and their free needle exchanges and, you know, all of that other nonsense. That's the part where you don't get your, you know, your permit to carry. But the rest of the state is relatively free as long as you buy a gun that's on their roster, which is a whole separate issue. You know,
right.
you can't, it's absolute ridiculousness over in that state. And that state needs to be cleaned up, but nothing's going to happen until the Supreme Court comes down and really takes the Second Amendment seriously.
Well, I mean, they just took a case having to do with moving guns back and forth in New York, which you probably know more about. We don't have time to get into.
Yeah.
But now that they've got Kavanaugh, is that sort of a signal to you that they have got that fourth vote for cert, and now that they may be moving things into them? And doesn't that become quite precipitously dangerous for the anti-gunners if they find on the Ninth Circuit that there's no right to carry outside of the home? Because then they're going to pick you guys are going to take it to the Supreme Court, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll take it as far as we have to. That New York case, it gives me hope that the Supreme Court takes a case, because they haven't taken any Second Amendment case since McDonald.
Right.
Really, Satano kind of was a Second Amendment case. It was the case about the stun guns, but they really didn't do anything in that case. They need to specifically instruct the lower court, here's the test you use. You can't do the interest balancing, which the states continue to do. You know, it's intermediate scrutiny or it's strict scrutiny, and you don't get to make up your own tests as you go along. And just because the public may feel safer is not, you know, the Second Amendment is here. It's in the Constitution. If you don't want it, there's a way to get rid of it, but it ain't through the court. It's through,
right,
an Article 5 constitutional amendment process. Which again, still, who cares if they, if it doesn't matter if you remove the Second Amendment. All that matters is our framers understood that our rights are, you know, we have a God-given right to keep and bear arms. If they took that out of the Constitution, it would have changed my mind that we still don't have a God-given right to carry guns.
Yeah, it's pre-political, as they put it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it was put in there to enjoin the government from doing what the government is doing now, which is like California banning guns that aren't on the roster, like New York not letting people carry guns, or making you go through this rigmarole, pay your $400 or $500 to get your pistol purchase permit form. And I mean, you know, it's just absolutely nuts. Like in Mississippi, we had a voter ID law. Everyone was going ballistic about it. Like, you know, these poor people aren't going to be able to go out and show ID and vote. So our Secretary of State said, well, we will give them a free ID. We just have to know who they are so they can vote. And I'm thinking, okay, well, let's apply that same set of facts to gun permits. If I have a right to do this, you have a right to vote, right? If I have a right to keep and bear arms, why do I have to pay the state of Mississippi $132 to exercise that right? Why do I have to pay the state of New York $400 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is up there? And why can't I carry in Hawaii?
That's the big question, isn't it? So it's an ongoing thing, and I watched that one. That's going to be the one. That's going to be the historical case, I think, Stephen. I think you and Alan have stumbled onto something, and you guys will make history as soon as the Ninth Circuit decides to make a move. They're probably very afraid to make a move, though, aren't they?
It's, you know, I mean, they could be. I don't know the inner workings of the court. I mean, either way, whatever the decision is, I mean, Al and I are ready to go toe to toe with whoever wants to. You know, the state of Hawaii hired the former acting solicitor general under Obama. You know, good for him. He charges $1,550 an hour. I mean, I'm a little jealous of his rate.
But you're not afraid of him.
No, man, come on, look. I mean, you know.
Before we're running out of time. I hope you feel better. I will hit you up next week so we can finish up this conversation. Stephen is out there. I can't refer you to him or anything else. He does what he does in the background. God knows we need somebody like him out there. Thank you very much for that, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.